Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
That were in effect only until a better system could be what? Established. Alright? So they were supposed to last until the better system. And what's that better system? Jesus Christ. Alright? Revealed in his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Are we together? And when it gets revealed, all of those things stop. If you read the Old Testament, there are a lot of things that happened. For instance, there were places they used salt to do several things. That's why today people are still using salt. But you see, in the New Testament, salt is not something we should use because Christ has been revealed. And salt is not something that we should pour in any water or anywhere to get an environment clean or to feel clean or to make water clean. Salt in the New Testament is an embodiment. You are the salt of the earth. You see that? So you've replaced, Christ has replaced everything salt in the Old Testament. Now, we don't need to use candle and light any candle in the New Testament, whether red or white, because you are the... No one lights a candle and put... Are you getting that now? Now, we don't need to use water to wash your head, your body, your feet. No, nothing. Why? Because if anybody be in... Is the word. And he calls himself the living, not dead water. We can go on and on and on and on. Christ is the end of the law. I mean, if you really understand God now, just be cool and be okay and don't use anything. You just perfect the way you are. Are you listening? No substance. We are not traditional worshippers. The Bible never told you that handkerchief is even a man. I'll say something beyond spirituality to sonship. You get what I'm trying to say, but let me just add this. Not even a handkerchief. It's not a mantle. It's what? Handkerchief is for cleaning your face. Isn't it? Should in case now I throw this handkerchief by the power of the Holy Ghost, it can cast that demon from somebody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But the handkerchief is not supposed to be worshipped. When it's done casting out the demon, you carry it and clean your face and still put it in your pocket. Belongs to the pocket and for the face. You see that now? When you stand up from these seats with the consciousness of the power of God, no demon can sit there again. That doesn't mean the seat should be worshipped. What is making all of these things happening? They are contacting the anointing because you sat there. You were there. A man called King Saul came amidst prophet. He began to prophesy. He entered into the atmosphere. You see that? That's how anointed you are. A man of God called Elisha died several years and they threw somebody who was dead, a soldier, into the cave where he died and was buried. Where he was buried, sorry. And as they threw the soldier there, I think the tomb where he was buried, the bone of Elijah touched that soldier and he came back to life. Somebody who have died for many years. Ooh, glory to God. Are you getting me tonight? You see, his bones brought somebody back to life. And he died for many years, many years. Don't die of sickness, then your bone will not bring somebody to life. Don't. Now, if your bone brought somebody to life and you died of sickness, that's a shame. Somebody say, but if my bones have anointing, why am I sick? You are the one to bring about that power into manifestation via your words and the consciousness of that power. You have to be conscious of the power. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Many people are loaded with power, but they are not conscious of the power. It is consciousness that brings what is potential to becoming kinetic. Now unto him who can do exceedingly abundantly above all we have ever what? Thought or what? According to his great power where? At work in us. Unto him that can do what? Say it. Exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever or what? How will he do it? According to his word. At work what? In us. The power is at work in us. But your thinking brings the power into manifestation. Somebody say he will do beyond how much I think. But you have to think before he does beyond how much you think. How you bring it into manifestation is via your thinking yet. He will do beyond you how much you think, but you have to think. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. You have to give him a place to start from. When he comes, he will do beyond what you are believing him for. But you have to trust him. You have to. There must be a pointer through which the power of God, you know, can come and find expression. That pointer is your faith. Your thinking, your believing, your speaking. God speaking in the Old Testament, he said, I will do how I hear them say and how I see them thinking. So you see, there's anointing everywhere because you are anointed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It would be a shame that a demon killed you. It would be a shame that a witch killed you. Do you know you can be killed if you don't know who you are? That's one. Do you know you can be killed if you are not conscious of who you are? Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? You may have a lot of information and not be conscious of that information. And you still die like somebody who does not have knowledge at all. What makes it to go beyond being potential to kinetic is consciousness. What you know must become your consciousness. Joshua 1:8 says, if you believe it and speak it enough, which are the two constituents of meditation, it said, you will cause your path. It is you that will cause your path to be what? And you shall have good success. You see that? You are the determining factor. Even though God Almighty exists, he cannot do below and beyond. He can do beyond your faith, yes. But he will never do below your faith. For any time he comes, when you invite him via your believing, he does exceedingly. But your thought is what brings him into the scene. Your thinking, your consciousness of that glory on your inside. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So now, everywhere you are, anything you touch in your house is anointed. It can contact the anointing. That doesn't mean you should be worshipped. The water I bath with and the one I drink and anything, if I touch anything, it contacts the anointing. You don't even understand this thing deeper. For the fact that you live in a house, the house is under the influence of your atmosphere. Let me go even further. For the fact that you live in an area, alright? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
The area is under the influence of your atmosphere. Have you heard testimonies sometimes men of God say a witch was flying and they now fell in their compound? He was in his room. You thought his territory was just the parameters of his house. But it goes beyond that. The guy was traveling somewhere to go and do something and he passed the man of God's house and the guy fell and landed there. Because he came to a wrong area. You know, the white guys will not understand what we're saying. These things exist here. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They traveled by air without Arik Airlines, without airpiece. They just start flying in the night. And you know, they are getting professional now. They fly in the day. Because they observe that Christians are beginning to teach the power of night prayers. So they say, okay. They know that we wake up and walk by 2 a.m. You know, I was asking one of my friends, I said, which demon will hear that you are coming for him 3 a.m. and come 3 a.m. and wake and start operating 3 a.m.? You are teaching and saying from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. That is, sorry, there's one I heard, say from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. That's when they operate. And they are hearing you. So the guy is expecting us to act. Let's start the meeting now. Demons are intelligent, aren't they? Yes, Satan is very cunning. Somebody that heard you, that you know that he's happening that time, he will start the meeting. That's why the Bible says, arrows that fly by day. Because he heard that you people are attacking him in the night. So now it's in the daytime. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Power of night prayers. No one will say those things, they say we're attacking, but we are not attacking. Satan is not entirely an idiot, even though he is. Are we together? So you see, you have to be 24/7 conscious of the anointing. You know, one time I was praying in the spirit and I finished and I was trying to enter church. I can't remember where, and suddenly I was in the, I can't remember, was it church or where, but there was this, I couldn't have access to light, my phone was dead and place was so dark and things were moving, and you know, I couldn't see anything, and something in my heart said, probably that's a big snake move coming towards your direction. And I said, I can't wait to see a nice looking snake. It's been, oh, I've never had that experience before. And while I sat in my office, I was like, wow, I thought like that. I couldn't find fear no more. There is no fear existing in me. That I said to myself that I'm ready to see a snake just appear like this and stand. I said, hi, servant. How do you do? What's your name? Imagine you had asked a serpent your name. The guy will know that he's in trouble. What's your name? What brought you to me? Want to have a nice time? Hallelujah to Jesus. Somebody say, Pastor Simon, you talk with serpents, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not what I'm saying. Bible says, even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. For thou art with us. I have no fear in me. No single fear. You know, years ago, my wife had a visitation, an encounter, and in the vision, she saw a very big serpent. I've said that story once. So as I'm saying this thing, I just got reminded. And she said the serpent came to her and she, I don't know if she ran away or something, but I'm very sure she ran away. Don't pretend. And why she was trying to I've seen her run from cockroach, talk less of serpent. So why? You know, let's say the truth sometimes. You know, it's unbelievable to see somebody run from cockroach. You think they will not run from serpent. The cockroach just what is well. I know she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. Not judging you by that. And she said, I just appeared in the room. Now, I like that. If you have those stupid visions, don't inform me. One time somebody said, I said, I'm not the one in the vision. Say, sir, I saw that you were very poor. Then you now became very rich. I said, I was never poor. Even now, I'm not poor. So everybody was not happy with you, blah, 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 blah. I said, let them not be happy now, but I'm not poor. I said, I now want the lady. I said, stop having that dream about me. You know, some people, when they have bad dreams, warn them. Say, don't be seeing that thing about me in your life again. You'll be so shocked, they will not see it again. Some of them is their imaginations about you that they will carry in the night and go and be having dream. When evaporation happens, it now condenses that dream. You know, my spiritual father told me years ago how dreams happen. You got a lot of thought in your heart. The night, evaporation. Then, as you are sleeping, condensation. Then you now wake up. Some of you have dreamed that you marry somebody and now the person has two children. They are married. What do you think happened? What do you think happened there? Huh? Did God lie? Dreams can be... Satan can manipulate your dream. I hope you will get what I'm trying to say. Dreams can be pure and impure. And impure, sorry. It can be pure and impure. Yeah, God speaks through dream. But you see, if you don't know the word of God, which we are going there, the more sure the prophecy is the word. The more sure, meaning what will happen to you is not what you dreamt about, is the word of God. Yes, sir. That doesn't mean God cannot give you vision. He can give you visions of the night. He told Joseph in a dream. That guy was not ready to hear anybody, so God allowed him to sleep. And he encountered him in a dream. He said, carry. Firstly, he told him to accept Mary. He accepted Mary. It takes an encounter. You just with your babe one time, your babe is now pregnant. You know you don't have anything there. Oh yeah, your babe is pregnant. You have not married. The guy being a nice guy. Imagine it's this high-level boys that kind of thing happened to. You are with a lady there, she just got pregnant. Joseph was so honorable, he wanted to change location to Abuja. Most people here will say, get out from this house. Get out. They will now put it on their status now. Wow. But Joseph wanted to leave that location. And an angel encountered him and said, no, God did this. He made sure Mary was pregnant by his power. And etc. And Joseph was calm. The second vision again, he gave Joseph. Now you see, what I'm trying to show is that God can give important messages through dreams. Very important messages. Even though we have established that dream can be the most basic level God speaks to us. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Please listen to me. Dreams can be the most basic level God speaks to us. Yet it can give very important information through dreams like he gave Joseph. Also, the next vision he told Joseph, he said, leave where? Jerusalem, right? And run away. Run away. And he did run away. And God told somebody to run away. He said he should carry Jesus and run. Some instructions from God can be to run. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you here?
Yes,
God can tell you, carry your things and run. Are you people getting this?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting blessed?
Yes,
sir. I mean, bandits are coming. You don't have a gun and you are like, I'm going to show these guys my faith today. I mean, they are there. If you have seen God told somebody to run before in scripture, what will you do? It is God's mercy that they are there. What will you do, you that is here? You will turn like this and you run like Joseph. And thank him for mercy that they are there. Not that he begin to pray in tongues. Libolo godo godo. They were holding Jesus and running away. Our Savior on the hand. They carry Savior, they run. Are you listening to me? So God can give special instructions through dream, like he gave Joseph. So even though I say dreams can be manipulative, yet God can give very important messages through what? Dreams. I'm not discarding dreams entirely. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. But what is the most sure of prophecy? God's word. If you never understood God's word, Satan can manipulate your dreams. He can. You know, we're in a generation where people don't really care about making mistakes. Somebody can just start and say, God told me, God told me. I get irritated when I hear people just, God told me, God told me, God did. And they will do, it's not because God cannot talk to people. But they will say, God told me, and they'll go and do something anti what God said. Tomorrow, if something, the thing did not go well, they'll still have the impetus to come tomorrow and say, God told me again. That's embarrassing. God told you to marry that girl, then all of a sudden you now discover the girl is SS. Sorry, AS, and you two, you are AS. But it's God that told you now. God doesn't need to tell you. You change God's choice. Am I saying it's wisdom for AS to marry AS? No. But you see, the problem we have is that you say, God, what? Huh? So now, what is the problem? What has happened? AS has happened. Oh, my friend met me. He said, God told me this is my wife. I said, no problem. And after a few months, he said, Sasha, you have ears. I said, God told you. I said, enjoy this faith adventure. He said, sir, some things are just wisdom. I said, I don't understand. Then the now quote is saying, I say, wisdom is profitable to direct. Let the wisdom of the Spirit direct you.
Yeah.
Faith is an adventure.
Yes,
I said on Sunday, life is boring without some kind of challenges. were mountain eaters. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's nice to face mountains. At least you show your faith. Glory to God. He said, if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, it's not about how little it is. He said, if you have the impetus to say, get out from this place, that situation will obey you. Listen, you know the Bible is trying to make us understand the slightest of God's power can take off all of hell. In other words, it's not about the plenty things you are hearing. It's about the one you are using. Get what I just said? If your faith is as what? Little. Some of you will see Christians who don't know like you healing the sick. If you are not conscious of the power of God, you have all the Christocentric understanding. Yet the one blessing water, he's healing the sick. Why? Because they have the impetus to have faith. They just have the impetus to believe. Say, young man, you're not supposed to be giving anybody water. And if you had spoken the right way, he would have changed. But the ones without understanding will see somebody bless water and say, who is this mumu again? Christocentric. Bless water for New Testament. It's kind of woke mumu. Now, you are more foolish than the guy blessing it. And the Holy Ghost did not send you. Because if the Holy Ghost will send you, you should have been mature enough to understand that now to talk to people. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And that you must teach the truth with love. What are the fruits of love? Kindness, patience, long-suffering, self-control. You can mention all of the nice fruits of love beyond even the ones you saw in the Bible. You only teach truth 15 Ephesians 4 in what? Love. Or with love. And love is maturity, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of all these, the word greatest in the Greek simply means the oldest. More like the oldest of all these. The more matured of all these is what? Some things can work by faith and yet you are not full of love. So if I have faith so such that I can move mountains yet do not have love, I am still what? Nothing. You see that? That is why the one that does not have so much information can heal the sick. And you that don't want to use your faith are still in this small level. Are you all listening to me tonight? So you have to learn to use the word of God. Especially in 2026 that we just got into. Somebody may be asking, Pastor, I've been a Christian for many years. Blah, 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 blah. Learn to use the word of God. Don't just be a mental assenter. It gets you excited. Learn to use it. Learn to use it. You are faced with situations. Speak the word. You have so much information in your head. Speak it. Dare to believe the word of God. Are you listening to me? Yes, he didn't just call us to come and be sitting every Tuesday and Sunday. Why are we sitting here and receiving the word? To change the word. Yes, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, to spark the word with the glory. He said you are the light of the world. A city set on the hill. He said you should not be hidden. Say, I refuse to be hidden. That no one lights a candle and put under a bushel. He likens the word to a bushel and calls you a candle. How can you use baskets to cover littered candle light? The light will find expression some sort of. In other words, Satan will, through the challenges of the world, seem to want to limit us. But he's being funny because whatever challenges he's bringing, somehow, remember what he said. He said the Lord will bring a way of escape in any trial and what? Temptation. He will work out a way of escape. No wonder Paul will call it light affliction. Because is this in an affliction? This is light. This is bushel. Where is the limitation? But some Christians don't want to be challenged. Because if you look at it somehow, through a bushel, all the rays of light will still find expression. There will be no limitation. All the intensity will find expression. But because of the slightest something that you just shift your head, you just stood there. Can light be stopped? Can light be stopped? Say, I refuse to be stopped. Now say, I can't be stopped. No, no, you can't. Hallelujah. I think I have this problem with people who are Christocentric in nature. They don't know how to use the word of God. They argue more than use the word. They argue more. And that's why, being honest, some of them have the least manifestations of the Spirit. Because truly, when they say the letter kill it, they are the ones shouting it more. But it comes to a point that you who think you are Christocentric, the letter will be killing you too. Because you are so, how do I put it? Ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You know, anytime I see people arguing the word of God, I just pity them. What are you arguing for? The strength you're using to argue, go and prove whether your own is true. You know, when you are a child, when you are going, you think it's nice. What are you arguing? I heard Pastor Chris say this years ago, and I think he's right. He said, this apologetic ministry that Christians are beginning to do, where they want to prove to people every existence of God by all means, he said it is nice, but it must be backed with the power of the Holy Ghost. Else you that are trying to defend Christianity may die of sickness. And when you die of sickness, they will mock your God. Imagine you prove to an atheist that God exists, and after a while you died of leukemia. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. That is very dangerous. Satan will leverage on that sickness and the death and mock your God in the heart of that atheist. Don't try to prove speaking in tongues than praying in tongues very, very well. Pray it more than you try to prove it. It is good to not have the knowledge of God. Wherever God gives the opportunity to talk to people, you talk to them. Very well, intelligently. But more importantly, be a people that give themselves, like Paul told Timothy. He said, give yourself wholly to this thing so that thy profiting may appear to what? Everyone. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Now, it is that giving ourselves wholly, that is where the challenge is right now. For some of us who claim to be Christocentric. Because Satan now is bringing a stupid ideology that even praying now is under the law. We have a problem with wrong ways of praying. I do have a problem with that. I mean, I'm talking about Matthew 6. When thou prayest, when thou fastest, and when thou givest. Jesus corrected the wrong mentality about praying, fasting, and giving. That simply means you can be praying wrongly, you can be fasting wrongly, and can be giving what? Wrongly, with the wrong mindset. If you remember some sort of, he said somewhere, I don't want to quote it because of time, he said, if you are praying, he called them hypocrites. He said they go to the synagogue and they are shouting because they want people to tell them they can pray. You know, I have a problem with when we are praying and people are videoing us. I think prayer meetings should not have video cameras. That's why when we pray in this church, there's no video camera. The cameraman should pray. Imagine if we are praying, cameraman is videoing us. Everybody should pray. We are not trying to prove to anybody that we can pray. You don't need to prove to any church that we know how to pray. Input determines output. And you don't need to tell people that I'm making the right. You know, when you come out in your glory, you see, if you have been working hard and learning something hiddenly, the day it will start paying off, you don't need to tell people I've been working hard. They will just see it. It will be clear to them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Like one time I saw a psalmist. God loves him. I just believe it's immaturity. He's singing. While he's singing, they have video. They set cameras and video me. Let me watch him. I was like, oh. Then they post it on Facebook. I said, what's the meaning of this one? What's the meaning of this? morning devotion on Facebook. You know, I told one of my friends, I said, you see some of these people with what they are doing on the stage, lock them in a place for 1 week. Huh? Tell them to be worshiping God. You'll be so amazed that the only place they know how to worship is on stage. It's performance. There are some that the way they hold mic can do their mouth and break. Tell them to go home. Try to peep through their windows and see how they pray. They are probably just sitting on their bed. But when they come to the stage, performance. If what you are doing on stage is not the same thing you are doing in your secret place, you are a hypocrite. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? A lot of people don't have this peace of mind. They are not, they don't feel comfortable people not knowing that they pray. They don't feel comfortable. They don't know I'm praying. I want to tell, how can I prove today I pray? If you truly are praying, it will show. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You don't need to prove to anybody that you are praying. It will show. I saw a young man recently. I think he was teaching on at Wolfpack. I was telling my friend, I said, see how this guy is talking like snail. So slow. And I'm not trying to mock. And yet, if you listen to him, he's so wise. I said, he sounds so intelligent with the word. And I said, I heard one story, he was talking about the power of God that was displayed to him. And I said, nobody can guess that when they hear this person. See how he looks. There's no posture of prayer. You know posture of prayer? Prayer posture. This is the posture. You must have this spiritual hunchback. When you are not like this, you have not started. Man, there are realms. We are going to ascend into heights of the immortals. If you don't squeeze your face, you have not started. That's why most young people eye the office of an apostle. They love it. They just become born again. The next thing is Apostle Bako. You see, they like it. Is your name Bako? Huh? John. Okay. I almost... What? Baki, sorry. I was scared that I mentioned your name. The next thing is Apostle Tanko. You know, I go in Kaduna. There's a funny name we used to laugh. Joseph Bindiga. Have you heard names like that before? Tabitha Miawara. Usman Megero. Those names are normal names. Hallelujah to Jesus. Before you know, they've started adding offices that... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They've imagined the glory, the men of God glory. They want people to know that they have come. Then there's a particular kind of cloth. Are you listening to me? I'm not trying to mock. Just follow carefully. People are not okay. Not knowing that people are not doing some things that they are suspecting them. That they are not doing. Let me put it like that. Say, this one does not pray. Start feeling bad. You cannot sleep. You that can, you have been praying. They say, she doesn't look like she can pray. Say, wake up in night. They say, I don't look like she has to be praying. Oh God. What are I going to do now? I want proof to these people say I did pray. Then the next prayer meeting. I did pray. You want to prove to people you pray. Your truth now, you can't talk well because you have tried to prove. And everything you did in the service was unto you, all glory to you. It never crossed the first heaven. Why? You were trying to prove to men something. Satan told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, change stone to bread. I used to tell my friend, Jesus said, I am the Son, I'm not changing. Jesus did not change any stone to bread. But Jesus is still the Son of God. One of the ways Satan would tempt you is so that you try to prove irrelevant things. Prove yourself to people who don't really matter. I'm not saying they don't matter to God. But you understand what I'm trying to say? And you see people living their life one kind, you know, or putting all pressure on themselves just to prove. No. Are you listening to me? There is no point to prove to anybody. Jesus said hypocrites. He called them hypocrites. They wear white and white. They come to the synagogue. Father, Lord. Father. Jesus said, you people. He was working with the disciples. You can imagine the kind of person Jesus is. With the disciples. Hypocrites. See them. He said they are hypocrites. That's what Jesus said. He said, instead of going into that. Now, if you observe the context of that scripture in Matthew 6. Can we just go to Matthew 6? Because I've been hearing people misunderstanding that part of scripture very, very well. Give me Matthew 6 from verse 1. Well, let me just check where it says it. But just give me from verse 1. I've heard people saying that that simply means we shouldn't pray out loud. No. If you look at it carefully, that's not it. Watch out, let me just read it because of time. Watch out, do not do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. So if you are doing it with the motive for people to see you and admire what you are doing, you have lost your what? Reward. Are you seeing that now? Next part of scripture. It then says, when you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpet in the synagogues and street to call attention. I have a problem with people that give and use camera. I always used to have that problem. That the one you want to give every time, especially these people that insult pastors, these content creators. They'll just go to a woman selling ugu. Mama, how much be all this ugu here? She said, 3.5. Mama, 3.5. Mama, how much be this? Capture the money. Mama, how much be this? My beginning, now 50,000, no. Mama, take. Then they will now put caption. This is what pastors are supposed to be doing. And when they insult us, get what's happening. You have received your reward. Thank you. You have received your reward. Useless. Useless, useless things. I was sharing with somebody that Pastor Chris has free hospitals as we speak and free schools. Not free, free hospitals, free schools. He has not put it during their service and say, let's show the world how many hospitals we have for free and schools for free. During Christmas this December, they did eye surgery for more than how many thousand people? Free. Not healing miracles. You know, he can pray for people and they... No, he said, then I come and do it for the atheists. My everybody should come. Did you see it on news? Huh? This morning, the Shetima is changing the engine of his private jet for over 16 billion. I just told you what I saw in news. I'm not trying to insult anybody. How many billion? 16 billion. And not to happen. We need money for to do a lot of things. So we need tax. They change the engine for how many billion? Huh? 16 million? Who said million? You think this country don't have money? Also, I saw that the SGF was giving 96 million to change photocopiers and printers in the office. Even the one they did in mass. Yet, do you know that the problem is Nigerians have misplaced priority. As these things are happening now, they will not talk. They are just waiting for a man of God again to say something that is not right. So that they can just insult. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Maybe Pastor Chris is preaching now and say, which of the private jets are ready for the journey? And the plugger just caught that play. He said, which of the private? That means he have more than one. And there are no roads in Nigeria. Is it federal government? Is Pastor Chris federal government? Is any pastor? Is it not a shame that you have government that cannot do anything? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's people who built something from nothing that now has global recognition that are becoming your problem. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now see how we are growing as a church. One day we are able to do big things. Mind-blowing things. Now, imagine 5 years from now, where all of you will be coming to your SUVs and Prados, and all of you have your houses everywhere and businesses everywhere. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And probably you decide to buy me private jet or something. Maybe you will not buy for me. Do you know the people I've raised in this from BSU Liagri, like everywhere in the nation? One day they just vex and say, we want to do this for prophets. And they do it. People will now say, which job does he have? One day I was asking my friend, which job is Spella doing? Which job is Davido doing? What is Whiskey's job? How about Bonner's boy job? What is their job? Even the government will have, what's their job? They look at somebody impacting value. That's the enemy. The enemy wants you to hate people you are supposed to honor, and honor people you are supposed to hate. He's called the accuser of the brethren. Think about it. He will not accuse the wrong brethren. He will accuse the what? Right brethren. The one that is supposed to help you is the one he will accuse in your heart. That's how wicked the enemy can be. So Jesus was speaking about giving. Yeah, he said, don't be hypocrites. You give for public recognition. You want people to know you are giving. Any small thing you have cited, the giving you gave 2 years ago. See, this idiot. Now, me buy her that shoe. Why should you walk out like that? They insult me. The moment you just have a problem with the lady, you have told the whole world. Don't help people in this level. You will do your best sometimes for people, but they'll turn out. If you wouldn't have the mind to remember what you bought for somebody when you have a little issue with them, that giving is to your glory. No wonder you just gave, you have not received. Yesterday I was praying in the spirit and I was reading 1 Peter 1:16. Is it 1 Peter 1:16 or 3:16? I think it's 3:16. Can we rush there? Let me see if I'm right. The Lord just kind of opened me to that scripture. I can't even tell you how I found that scripture. But I know I was thinking something around there and I just arrived in the scripture, some sort of. Have you been there before? It happens. Is it 3:16 or 1:16? Give me 3:16. It should be 3:16. It says, but do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Now, I was thinking about something. Give me the TBT. I loved it in the TBT. I said, I was talking to myself. I said, I found out that I don't know how to share bad news, even if it's for people that made me bad. I don't even keep it in my head. I forget all of a sudden. Very, very easily. So I was speaking to myself. I said, why do I always just forget, you know, those kind of things? When I even hear them, I don't even get excited. Unconsciously, you find yourself praying for people who even wish you bad. If you truly understand Christ, it's not something you try to act. If you're trying to act it, it will not work. It will be like it's fake. As you grow in Christ, you come to that point. You can't just talk bad about people. No matter how bad they've been acting, you just find yourself unconsciously praying for them. You know, one time somebody told me, he said, you have to kill your enemies before they kill you. I said, my enemies are helpless. Oh, death, where is thy sting? They are helpless. They don't have any sting. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They need help. When Jesus said, when they slap you on this cheek, turn to the other cheek, he's not telling you to be stupid. He's speaking from a depth of revelation. Meaning, let go of issues. Just let it slide. Are you listening to me? Just let it slide. When he said, pray for your enemies, my goodness, that was so big. He said, pray for your enemies. Unbelievable. Pray for your enemies. Glory to God. Who prays for his enemies? You know, I heard a pastor preaching one time. He said, that part of scripture, I said, it does not belong to me. It belongs to Jesus. I was talking to someone one time. The person was wondering. In fact, the person started suspecting me. The person lost some dollars. lost some dollars, over $500 or so. And the person said, anybody that take this money to not be well with them, because I kept this money for myself. And I now said, that's so tough. The person said, Abi, you are the one that carried this money. I said, no, are you not carrying the money? I said, but why would you say it to not be well? You are powerful. What you said, just imagine that you see some people from the realm of the spirit in when you are in heaven, you see them with a very useless life on the earth. And you now ask an angel, why were these people useless? So you don't know those people. They will not play the video for you. You will not see them stealing your dollars. They will not play the video where it said, may they be useless. They will not show you how the uselessness became activated through your words. I said, let's just forgive that $500. So wish these people well. They are probably next apostles. The person couldn't believe what I'm saying. I mean, it's truth. So, but Simon, they will kill you. Enemies kill me. How? It says, with gentleness and respect, maintain a clean conscience. So that those who slander you for living a pure life in Christ, we have to lie. Meaning at the end, they will discover that everything they've been doing is a lie about you. And we'll be ashamed because of their slander. Not that they'll be ashamed and be destroyed. Mm-mm. At the end, when they discover, you know, you are so good. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And they've been saying all the wickedness and doing all the wickedness. And you maintain your purity of heart. You keep on acting right. One time the Bible said they will come back, look at you and say, oh God, they'll start crying. Have mercy. One time, there was someone that was crying to me on the phone. Crying. I said, why are you crying? She said, why are you this good? I said, is that why you are crying? She said, I've been wicked. I've been nice. I've been wicked. I've been this, I've been that. And you did not say anything. And I know you've been noticing this thing. I've had this case several times. One time a woman came to my former compound. She came to my room. Pastor Simon, I just came to apologize on behalf of me and my husband. I said, ah, for what? She said, Pastor Simon, you're just pretending. I saw the other day how my husband spoke to you and you just walked in peace. And the next day you greeted him. I felt so bad. I spoke to him about it. I said, you notice this thing, but believe me, they are not in my... He said, I know, but I just want to say sorry for him. You are a man of God. I've had these kind of situations plenty. I can't even count. Sometimes my sister, one of my sisters, two of them, something to call. I want to just appreciate you. I want to just tell you sorry. You know, they keep on saying sorry. When they even say sorry, especially the one that is marrying me, when he says sorry, I want to tell you that I love you. I say, you still misbehave again. You know they hurt you. Just keep on. I've had people who message me sometimes. Some they leave here. They go and say, you know, one left, one. You know, it's I find it difficult to say I make somebody. You know, God made him through me. When he came, I taught him a lot of things. I exposed him to media, learned photography. He did, I think it will be profiting him. He has said it here before your eyes. Every one of you heard it several times in testimonies. And he went to where I grew up. And was telling people that now I'm a fake prophet. That I'm collecting people money. You know the way fake prophets do. That I'm beginning to collect money. I heard the news. It broke my heart. I said, Lord, I give you all the praise. That was my only... I couldn't pray him death. I couldn't pray him destruction because it will happen. I couldn't say. Angels, if they hear me say that thing, they will go and make sure it happens. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And I'm going to show you one scripture around this and we'll close. Don't worry. You think they are not... These things I'm saying are not true. They are very right. Who killed Ananias and Sapphira? Huh? It was Peter that killed those guys. Whatever you bind on earth is what? Whatever you lose, angels are waiting. You know, the Bible says angels desire to see these things. They don't know the order. They want to know it from you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you teach angels not to kill for a particular reason, they will not kill. But they understand that anybody trespassing God should go down. That's why the angel of the Lord said before Israel to go to the promised land. All things the Bible said was that God has put his law in their hearts. In the angels, he said, I have put my law in them. He said, make sure you keep to the deal. Else, when you trespass, those guys cannot, you know, decide to show mercy by themselves, because it is only me that will show mercy on whom I choose to show mercy, not them. What I'm trying to say is that if I send you to Wuruku Market and you find one of my member crying on the road saying that her money lost and she needs blah blah blah, and you are with the money and you need to save that member's life, you wouldn't give the member my money except you call me, Pastor sir, one of our member. No matter how that situation, you want to hear from me first. Even though you know I will allow that, you still want to hear from what? Me first. Because I'm the one that owns that money and I can choose what to do with that money. Angels are not merciful. It's only God that is full of mercy. They are like military men. As long as you are disrespecting Oga, you saw the case of Wike and Yerima. You know what a 3-star general means to a military man? Sorry to use this word, he's like a god. You know, those days in India, you see a cadet saying, call me God. You say, oh God, call me God. I'm telling you, they try those rubbish. Some of them who their conscience have. You see, they will say, oh God. You say, that's good, that's good. Worship us. They do it. A 3-star general say, go and guide that place. Let nobody enter. I tell you, not even the president will enter. That was what that guy did not understand. As long as a 3-star general has given the order, nobody can enter there. You know, we that grew up there, we're saying, this thing is not like it's disrespect. They say the boy was, I heard some people say the boy was stubborn. It's not stubbornness. That boy grew in my barracks. It's not stubbornness. It is following what? Order. It's following what? Instruction. That's how angels behave. It's following instructions. As a matter of fact, no, Wike was a nobody at that time. Because the person that spoke to them was a 3-star general. And Wike was only a bloody civilian. No matter the position he had, in their heart, he was a civilian. And if you know the way these people see civilians, you respect yourself for them. There's a law. To be a civilian is the greatest sin upon the face of the earth. This is how these people think. Now, I'm not calling them God, but me, I don't have business with them. You know, when I was in the barrack, I always tell them, I'm not this soldier. Go and talk to my father. Talk to me like that. That's how I always used to talk. And that's why I didn't like the job. I did not join the job. Are we together? Yeah, even though I like some of the things there, but I just felt like, for what I've seen, the corruption is too much. Let me just put it like that. So I didn't feel like I should go and gamble my life. Are we together? That's how angels are. As long as God gives in, you are trying to trespass. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Take you out. It was Ananias and Sapphira. So if I had spoken, angels would have moved. Because they would have learned that that guy deserved death from my words. But I kept quiet. And one of my friends called me. He said, that one now silenced him. He said, sir, I just left him here. He has just gone. He refused to wait when he saw me making call. This guy is a fool. Is he not this guy? I wish I ever recorded him. We're just laughing on the phone. And after all the foolishness, now sent a message at the end. Sorry for all the things I've done, all the things I've cost you, blah, blah, blah. Now, with all the wickedness that I've gone ahead, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now is apology. Why? Because no response. No trying to prove myself. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And that's how a child of God should be. Glory to God forevermore. That's how you should be. Like the Bible says here, at the end, they'll be ashamed of their wrong and repent because you've shone out the light of God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Some of you people think it's very difficult. It is not difficult. It is just to lose self and allow Christ find expression through you. Paul said, it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives with me. Hallelujah. Go back to where we were. Now, there's something I want to say about praying there, even though there are the three vital points there: prayer, fasting, and giving. He said, Don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogue and street to call attention to their acts of what? Charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. They want people to know they are doing something. And that's part of scripture. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That doesn't mean this hand should not know. You understand what I'm trying to say? Don't blow it out. Next part of scripture, verse 4. Trying to close now. He said, give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything in secret, like the NKJV will say, will reward you what? Give me the NKJV from verse 4 here. He said, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So in secret does not mean hold it like this. Mm-mm. It means do it without blowing your trumpets everywhere for people to know you are doing it. Are we together? Next part of scripture, verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. Meaning you can be hypocritical while praying. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? You can be hypocritical while praying. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Meaning they want people to know they are prayer warriors. Now this one is seen on the street. Now it's seen on the screen. They want people to know they can pray. What did the Bible call them? Hypocrites. Meaning you can waste 30 hours trying to prove a point to nobody. And when you see somebody emphasizing the time they pray, the time what they give, how they fast, you know it's in the flesh. You know it's in the flesh. He said they have their reward. Now what's the point here? They want to be seen. They want to be seen. Get that. Not about praying into a labor. No, that's not what Jesus was speaking about here. He said they want to be seen. They want to be seen. That's the motive there. They want people to see them and praise them. Not pray. He said lock your room and pray quietly. That's not what he said. It's for the fact that they want to be what? Seen. If you are full of the Holy Ghost, you can pray out. But pray in your closet. Pray with the right motif. Not to be seen by men. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. And that of fasting. If you look at the one for fasting, now let me paraphrase. He says that when they fast, they like their mouth dry. They want people to know that they are fasting. They don't put oil on their lips. So what is happening to my brother? I'm on 7 days dry. I'm sorting the Lord. That's in the flesh. You may develop ulcer. That's the truth because you are trying to prove a point. If the Holy Spirit carried you along, you will not have that ulcer. But if you are fasting to prove a point, like years ago, I always fast 3 days dry every week on campus from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I preach. Then break the fast while we're doing fellowship yet. And this young man, one of my friends, he said he wants to fast with me. I said, okay. First day, I honestly laughed. I don't know whether the laughter made him angry. In the evening, I said, let's pray. We're praying. He said, I started laughing. I mean, I stopped the prayer. I can't be very funny those days. I stopped the prayer. So I started laughing at him. I said, Kadena na bon kafika mutu. He said, I will not stop. I think my laughter made him angry. So he wanted to prove himself. So instead of breaking, because he has not tried it before, break that fast now. Why it is yet day? The night cometh. He did not. Then the midnight, I saw that he was not feeling okay. When we were praying in the midnight, he was just, you know, I don't know what he was imagining the 3 days. He was like, I said, break this thing, my brother. So now I was more serious and I was not laughing. I said, no, if I laugh, forgive me, just break it. He said, no, whatever I can do, he can do. I said, okay. Second day reach. Afternoon of second day, he lied down on the ground, flat, in the room. I came and looked at this boy. I said, everything okay? He said, okay, I'm just meditating. I now sat down close to the bed. I said, this thing is not competition. I started doing this thing a long time ago. In fact, the first day I did it, I stole somebody's akamu. And kulikuli. Have you ever broken fast with stealing? The first day I tried three days dry, I broke it with stealing. Not like tough stealing. I think maybe a light one now. We were praying. I was like this. I now saw some of my brothers opening their mouth. I say in my heart, well, lie, these people did not fast anything. Meanwhile, one or two of them were already used to it. I was just coming into it. But there was one that later confessed he did not fast 3 days, right? Because he was too strong. Which kind of fast did he fast? So I was like, and there was a lady that they allow ladies to do only one day dry. So that lady now brought hot pap and kulikuli. What do they call kulikuli in English? German stone, okay. okay, let's assume it's German stone. They kept it by the side. Guess what I did, people of God? As we're praying, my spiritual father just said, now we thank God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. As they finish everything, these ladies have mind to go and grease themselves first. You know, it was so painful. They were going to greet my spiritual father. They were just going, Daddy, they were trying to greet him. He's so playful. So they were trying to greet. I was just looking at them. They don't even know what is happening. The men just sat down. The chest on, put their head on. We're still trying to pray. You know, I saw one guy just put his head. I said, see this one. Guess what I did? The lady's name is not the comfort that used to be in church. Her sister, tall, dark. They call her comfort. She kept her pap and her kulikuli or German stone on the table. You know those kind of chair that have this top place where you keep your Bible? As she kept it, I looked at the left, nobody. I looked at the right, nobody. I looked at my life, it was going. I carried it. I went outside. I did not ask any question. I wasn't even sure it was her own. And I was so excited that I have this fair percentage of unsurety, if there's any word like that, that I could use that to cover up. I'm not sure. I didn't know. Now, they now asked me, if it was not your own, why did you carry it? Did you bring anything? I said, no. But I'm not sure it's her own. That's why I took it. You know that kind of stupid excuse? You are not sure it's her own. You took it. You, did you bring anything? No. Why did you carry somebody something and take? I was going home disappointed because I felt like I had broken my fast. I begged her. She cried. If you see how she was crying. Hi. I didn't know how to say it's common kulikuli and pap. She was crying. And do you know what? I finished everything. It's not like... I just carried the kulikuli. Then I just took the pap. Oh, thank you, Lord. As I was saying, thank you, Lord. My pap! So I told that young man, I said, you can break. This was my experience. He said, if you can do it, I can do it. In the midnight, I think it was blood, started vomiting. As blood came out, I say, you will break this fast now. Everybody rushed out to go and look for. We started bringing all kinds of food. We know people's house to collect food. He must break it now. We started with coffee. He took. We gave him an eye. He was rushing it. He might have become wise. Don't force yourself. Say, I must do it. If you did it, I must do it. That's how people enter into error. Years ago, I was on campus. There was this prayer meeting. A pastor was doing. And why they were doing the prayer meeting? I attended because we had not started glory careers at that time. So I observed. You know, I was so surprised. Because in my place where we go, you don't come out easily and say, God said, we will vet you. Oh God. We will vet you, be ashamed of the nonsense you have said. You know, because we like that part of scripture that says, when one prophesies, you should sit down, let three or four judge the prophecy. We will judge your prophecy. I came to a place that they'll just say, what did you see? Everybody just stand up. I saw this. I saw stars. I was just turning my head in prayer meeting. One now stood up. That was the one that I said to my friend, I said, well, lie, this one is a lie. Even though I'm not sure of the rest. So I stood with an angel, and the angel told me, and I told the angel, I said, which kind of stupid lie be this one? I said, I called the guy's name. I said, look at this guy. Do you see her like somebody that even know where angels are in the realm of the spirit? Now, I'm not trying to look down on her. I'm saying fact. Do you know 2 weeks later or 1 month later, they saw her playing worldly songs online. She was vibing to worldly songs. I said, see the person that saw angel. I followed her up. After that meeting, I had to add her. I just started noticing her profile. I said, every morning when I finish praying, I'll say, this lady saw angel. And said to the angel that, no, I don't want where the, and I asked the angel, must it be this? And the angel said, in this service. I said, she was vibing to the worldly song, giving some kind of dance. I said, see, this is the lady that saw. Is it not her face? Because, you know, in that kind of meeting, now, if a friend says something, especially if the friend is your enemy, see, Juliana, see, Jesus, oh, Pastor Gotti say Juliana, anointed, pass me. Juliana, see something. If Juliana, see, who no go see? Juliana, with that kind of life, she did, she see, excuse prophet, I saw. As Juliana, see, you see. As Samson, see, you see. Eh? Sonny see, now no see. Amen. No, I don't think there is more anointed. Funny. And that's how they begin to lie and lie and lie and lie. You know, have rest. Tell somebody have rest. I'm teaching you how to be spiritually mature. Beyond spirituality, all this so-called spirituality is what? Sonship. Have peace. Peace beyond understanding. You don't have any point to prove anybody. Don't lie. You did not see. Years ago, my spiritual father so much believed in this, my prophetic grace. Many years ago, they were not having a meeting one time. I was just before him. He said, my son can see very well. This my boy, such a good boy, such a lovely boy. He will see in this service. Watch and see. You know, I started getting scared because as the service started, to that point, if I close my eyes, only darkness I'm seeing. I did not see one thing. So when he said it, my mind started beating very fast because now I'm going to be in trouble. Guess what happened? In the service, he said, son, what did you see? I said, Jesus Christ. He said, tell me. I said, sir, can I tell you in your ear? He said, yes. I said, I'm not seeing anything, only darkness when I close my eyes. He started laughing. He said, okay, he has not seen yet. Keep on praying, everybody. Keep on praying. I said, if I close my eye, I see darkness. I think at the end, he said, what did you say? I said, when I close my eye, then light. He said, at least you move from darkness to light. I didn't force myself to say anything. But when I started saying genuinely, everybody knew. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't force yourself. In the prophetic, if you begin to lie, you are setting yourself up. Because the day God will say the truth, you will not even know. You think you are a liar. Because you are used to lying. Anytime you see a babe, something is wrong in their village. Anytime you see a babe, you see death in their family. Say, Vivian, come. I see death around you. Death. You see another lady, Tabitha, come. Tabitha is a small girl. Let me not use her for that example. You see Christabel, come. You want to travel? Yes. Be careful. I see accident. How did I know you want to travel? Did you tell me? Were we talking about it? Ever spoke about it? Don't travel. They told my wife. They wanted to snatch my dear wife. I'm a prophet. My wife wants to travel to Abuja. God did not show me anything, and I'm okay with God. Me and God, we are cool. I did not. God is not beefing me. And my wife wants to travel. Then one boy, I will not say a boy, called my wife and said, you want to travel? She said, yes. He mistakenly got it. Then I said, accident. Then my wife now said, I don't know. Not that I don't believe what this is, but he got that I want to travel. I say, who? She called in there. I say, hey. I said, what an embarrassment. I said, come.
I want to see you. We met somewhere. I said, who am I? He said, Simon. I said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I think he said, Pastor Simon or something. I said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Who am I? I said, Major Prophet Simon. I've climbed, I started this journey from minor to major. We have the CVs, all fully, everything is okay. I said, we started hearing God from 16. From darkness to light to clear visions. As I ask my brothers, I can miss lunch, breakfast. I don't miss the prophetic. I said, ask them. And I told her, I said, listen. I said, your road is clear. There is nothing on that road. She says, you want to change the trail? I said, travel tomorrow. I want to show you something. When she traveled and entered her house, she says, I've got it home. I said, any car had accident close to you? I said, I told him just to make sure that you don't see accident till you reach Abuja. Just to clear that out. So that when one happened, they said, that's the one that was supposed to happen to you. No one happened. And listen, when people say to you that I saw you dead, don't start crying. Say, I reject it. Don't say, hey. And truly, do you know some of them may genuinely see you dead? And do you know some of them want you dead before they saw you dead? Just reject it. The Bible did not say, as a man dreameth for you, so it is. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. What will happen is not what they dreamt. It is what the word of God says, and that you are thinking it. Because the more sure word of prophecy, it is the written word of God. What God has said is the surest. I wanted to say odd, but I don't want some of you who play this thing to think I'm supporting your ministry. It's the surest word of prophecy. You know, I bet Nigerian people will be like, dead Jesus, pastor say sure odd today, you know. You know, somebody told me that he predicts his match with my jota. I said, you have been missing, but you'll be losing. He said, yes. I said, that's why. Use another jota. No jokes. He said he carried my wedding jota and used to write his game there. What a disrespect. Him now, he felt like anointing will cover him. Because he's using Prophet Simon's, this, so it will be prophetic. I said, the kind of lose you lose, eh? Till you change that jota. I know some people used to hide and play bet. They are just laughing, some of them. They've hidden and played. And they lost quietly and they stopped quietly. They just put 5K quietly. Check. Nobody's coming. They put it back. They now cleared the distance on. They were not in wind short. They were not tempted during worship to say, may it work. Lord, I know it's a sin, but if you just walk, I will stop. You think so? You put 5,000, you have 500, you will not stop. 500K. You will be tempted to think God did it. Say, I've been telling God, say, if he walk, I will stop. God, the answer prayer. He can't stop. Okay, I could try 100,000. I don't think betting is wrong. Maybe Prophet Simon needs to understand something better. You now put 100K. Now they will kneel down. God, you that did it yesterday. If he did it before, he can't do it again. Then, guess what will happen? You know, they will think it's God. They will not get it. They now have 1 million. Hey! Jesus. On Sunday, come and jam dance in church. Say, carry their friend. Come make I show you my church. My pastor no say, na in grace, I they use win Niger bet. Then guess what they will now do? They will now put 800. Okay. Satan can really try. They now put 800. They've eaten like 500. They now add one of their money like that they have been saving because the thing has been working. To be encouraged, then this game will enter. It will enter. 800K. With the 300 money they give you to keep, you join it with your 500. They will now try it. And now kneel down. The same track record, the same principle. Lord, if you did it yesterday, and you did it the day before yesterday, you did today. Guess what will happen? Before they finish praying, it has cut. During the prayer, it will cut. Maybe if their friends are Man U fans, will not hear their friend's voice. Go! Because they were sure Man U will lose. Man U now won. Sorry, Man U fans. I'm just joking. Then you will not see, I must revenge. This is my 300 where they collect. I will collect them back. They will now put 600. It will cut. Then they will now put 2,000. It will work. They will now think it will keep on working. They will now put 40,000. It will cut. They will now put 200. It will work. See, you don't know what is happening. I know. See, I've met them all. Oh, God. If they were okay and fresh, they will start getting dry. The worst of it is visual. You are going for lecture, you see your coursemate doing eye like this. Mbappe, hey, God, oh God. You know, someone told me one time, he said, he said, why is it that you don't watch Nigerian match? I said, if Nigeria have changed this season, I'm very happy for Nigeria. You know, I saw one of their highlights. I didn't watch any of the match. I purposely stopped watching Nigeria match over 3 years ago. I nearly died, so I stopped. I stopped for good. My heart pained me after that match. My heart, not like, I'm not talking about spiritual pain. Physical pain inside my heart. So I stopped the match. I stopped watching. My heart almost came out. I was like, So I said from that day, I stopped watching Man U match. I stopped watching Nigerian match. I don't watch Man U football. I don't watch Nigerian match. If Man U have match, I don't watch. I used to be a Man U fan. I left. It's the truth. I left for good. I currently don't have a club. I'm just supporting good football. If you see anybody saying he's supporting good football, he was a Man U fan. I'm telling you the truth. Say, what club is or nothing? Just good football. He's a Man U fan. He was, sorry. I know we have our justification. Ronaldo has left. We've lost connection with them. We came there because of Ronaldo. We left. Are we together? Yeah, some of us. That's how we came there. So I told him, I said, but I pray for Nigeria this time to carry the AFCON. Somebody shout amen. I pray for them. You know, when I wanted to say what I wanted to say, the Holy Spirit told me, say, don't say it. So I will not say it. Let's continue what we're saying. I won't say what I wanted to say. No, that is not my business. Alright, all I wish Nigeria is well. When is the next match? May God make us win in Jesus' name. But I will not watch. So, are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Oh, beautiful on Sunday, but I hope you've been blessed yet. I hope you've been blessed yet. The last part of scripture I want to show you, some of you clapping. I don't know what is wrong with you. I really don't know what is worrying you. Even if an angel appears to you, there's some things you should believe. Hallelujah to Jesus. Galatians 3:12. I'll try to end now. Just hit the nail on the head. Are we together? I don't just know why you clap. I really did not know. I felt embarrassed. I almost was, you know. If I almost fell to that clap, but I just remember. I just felt like the Holy Spirit said, Prophet Simon, are you? I said, okay. Verse 12. Now, I want to end now. Are you ready for us to end? Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. That's my point. The law is not of faith. Faith and the law are different. The Bible says faith, even faith is a gift from God, lest any man should boast. Faith speaks about grace. Faith cometh by hearing the finished work of Jesus. But the law talks about human effort. The Bible says the law is not of faith, true. That's why Paul said in Galatians 3, he said, did you receive the Spirit by keeping the law or by the hearing of faith? He said, the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. You see that? Meaning, if you live by the law, you will live by the consequence of the law, of not obeying the law. Now, let me give you a scripture that proves this. Deuteronomy 27:26. It says, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them. And all the people shall say, amen. Can you imagine? So if you don't obey the law, the Bible said, you are what? Cursed in the Old Testament. So you see, if you live by the law, there is trouble. The consequence of living by the law will follow you, in that when you break one, you are cursed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There's something I want to say, but I don't know whether you people have the boldness or the sound mind of EWKO in this place. I really wish you have it. Because if I say something, you may be misunderstanding me. All of the 12 did not understand the finished work of Jesus immediately. There was a small period of time. If you read the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles, if you look at Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians 1, you see him saying that, thank God he did not baptize anybody with water. Why? Meanwhile, some of the 12 were baptized with water. That simply means at a point there was some sort of an argument, a disagreement about certain practices yet. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Huh? You need to read, see this deep to understand it. Now, but I'm saying the truth. They didn't get to understand it at once. Now, let me prove to you again. John the Revelator, in the book of Revelation, had a vision. All right? And he was caught up in the spirit. And the Bible says he was looking for a solution for the church. Do you know he was told the solution in Matthew 16:16-17? They were told the solution. They did not understand the solution. Upon this rock, Christ I'll build. And the gates of hell will know what? Now, here is John the Revelator crying for the church. Meanwhile, he has been told the victory. That is why the book of Revelation, you know, is a book of solution for the problem happening to the church. It started by saying this, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So they were revealing the solution. It's so deep, but it's true. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, listen carefully. When John began to cry in the Isle of Patmos, seeking a solution, and the book of Revelation began to open to him in visions and etc. At a point in the vision, the Bible said, when he saw a scroll sealed with seven seals, that was a solution for what he has been praying about, right? Now, it was given to him more like in a vision and not in clear terms. So he was seeing it like this. A scroll sealed with seven seals. No one was able to see into it. And so a strong angel, he said, appeared and said, who is worthy to open the scroll and break it? What? Then he said, none in the heavens and on the earth was able. Then John began to cry. Why did he begin to cry? Because he's seen their solution right before his eyes, but nobody is worthy to open it. Now, if John knew that Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was how the scroll was opened, his seals were opened, he would have not cried. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. But because he didn't understand the finished work, he was crying at that point. Now look at what happened. The Bible says, one of the elders said, do not cry, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He said, he did not get it. Are you listening? See what the Bible now said. He said, when he turned to see the lion, meaning John wanted to see a lion, what did he see? A lamb standing as if it has been slain. Who is the lamb that takes away the sins of the world? Who was John to Jesus? He was his brother. Yet he did not understand that it was Jesus had given them the solution since before they even came into this challenge. I don't know that you people are getting, I'm trying to explain it to you. The solution has been there a long time ago. What is happening in Nigeria now, like I always say, there's a solution already. The only problem is to discover the solution. Listen, the solution is the church. The right state of the church is the solution. It's deep, but it's true. I was talking with a friend this afternoon. I said, somebody is talking to us about AFCON. You know, they say there are things ministers should not talk about. You are talking about AFCON on Instagram. I said, it's a shame that you felt like you should not talk about the killings of Christians, and now you're talking about AFCON. Then I say it is nice because the person at the end led people to Jesus. I said that's rubbish. As we are talking to you people right now, they are killing people in Far North, in Southern Kaduna, in Jos. They are killing people. When there is no boldness to speak, there's a problem. I still insist on that. As a man of God, when there's no boldness to speak, there's a skeleton in your cupboard. You know, I don't do this normally. I sent an article to Church Gist. I observed that they post Christian content very well. So I searched for them and I sent an article to them about a young man in Kaduna who is supposed to be killed very soon, according to the law. They caught him in Kaduna for defending himself against Fulani. The guy's nickname, if you have read the article, is Zidane. That's his nickname. They caught him, you see him with handcuff, kneeling down. They removed his shirt. And it was during El-Rufai time they caught him. He was defending himself from Fulani, and in the situation, somehow he now killed the Fulani man. And I said, Church Gist, I sent it to them. I'm sure probably, let God help, let them see this video. I sent it to them. I said, see, they are going to kill a Christian brother for defending himself. He has a Christian name. I said, post this thing on your platform. These are the things you should be posting about. Whether you like it or not. You know, they say they kill Muslims. I agree they kill Muslims. They are killing Muslims who are not buying the idea of killing Christians. Those are the Muslims they are killing. And I said, we must raise our voices as men of God. We must raise our voices. Just this morning I heard that they kidnapped, they locked some student in Edo State who protested against kidnapping. Over 300. Are we in a country? And I told my friend, these are things men of God need to speak out about. You go and read the Bible. Men like Ezekiel, they spoke out. Ezekiel said at the point, he said, the things the Lord has said, told me to say, is like a burden in my heart. He said, if I don't say it, I will die. He said, I feel like dying until I say it. Except you are not a prophet. If you are a true prophet that have not compromised, you feel like boasting. You know, some people, when they hear me speak, one time I made a speech, they say, Pastor Samuel, are you not careful for your life? I say, it's not about my life. It's not like our brain is not working. But when the Lord puts this word in your heart, you don't even know how to control it. You just have to say it. That persecution that some people are thinking church will have, some people will happen to the church. Some Christians are already facing persecution. The point I'm trying to make is that if you look at the present government, you will know that any stupid thing is possible. The last thing in the heart of these people is you and me. The last thing in their heart is you and me. That is why you must hold Jesus strong. The last point I want to make is this. See, there are things you have to begin to trust God for in Christ Jesus. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Even though we are saying that you should go beyond spirit, some so-called spirituality to sonship, it does not mean that there is no depth of spiritual manifestation in Christ. In Christ, He has come to what? The city of the Lord. In an innumerable, where the spirit of just men are made, meaning in Christ we are around angels. Angels are around us, plenty of them. Are you looking at what I'm trying to say? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You don't joke with these realities. If you joke with them, you are living a your life is a joke. I was sharing with my wife, somebody who is very popular lost her son. She, Amanda, something like that. And she was petitioning the doctor and the rest. I said, well, all of these things she has to do because she's pain and etc. Even though they are not really going to bring, they are not really a solution. But you see, the most painful thing is that the boy has died. And she said it's the carelessness. They prove it that it's the carelessness of the doctor. I told my wife, I said, if our hope is in this world, we are of all men most miserable. When God told us we have received everything for life and godliness, He did not say that when you are in Nigeria, that thing will not work. Now, God knew that a time like this will be in Nigeria where some doctors will be behaving like something is wrong with their head. And He knew that we will have maybe one or two people who may be sick around us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But He also still said beyond all of this challenge that He has given us all that we need for what? And for what? That's why, listen, brothers and sisters, how you explore these realities in Christ is by prayer. That's what I want to end with. Tell somebody pray in the spirit. Learn to pray. Whether there is problem, pray. No problem. Pray. How many of you charge power bank in this place? You have power bank. You charge it today. You know why you were charging it? Because there was light. Why did you not just charge your phone and leave your power bank? Because you know they will take light. Isn't it? There are times like that in your Christian work with God. Maybe not directly to you. You are serving God. Your siblings are not serving God on fire like you are serving God. And all of a sudden, something Satan comes for them. Should they die? Satan comes for your dad. Should he die? Do you know that the salvation your dad is supposed to receive probably may come from you if you are very anointed? A point will come. You are telling daddy stop drinking. He's not hearing. One day he drinks and collapses. And they say he has passed out. He's going. Are you beginning to try and say? I say, no, not my dad. In the name of Jesus above all names. Libra heart. And you lay hands on that your dad. And he gains consciousness. Do you know what you have done? You have led all your family to Jesus Christ. One single act of God's power. There's somebody praying in the spirit though. Pray in the spirit. That's the hack for life. The hack. Many things will come your way. Pray in the spirit. One of the things that the man of God, Philip, explored in scripture was the fact that he disappeared. You know, anytime I speak with my friends that are Christocentric, they don't want me to go there. The guy disappeared. Let's not lie. He was led. You know, when I read the book of Acts, I can't believe what I'm seeing. This guy was sitting down. And the Lord spoke to him. You know, you need to... Some of these things, don't just read them. Play them and be... I love to play them. I don't just like to read scriptures. I look for movies that read scriptures, chapters. I just want to see it in motion. It's more powerful, I tell you. You will literally feel the anointing. That he stood up. The Lord told him. He said, Philip, go to Susa place and wait. Go to Susa place and wait. He went there and waited. A man was coming. The Lord told him a man will be coming. Preach to the man. The man is trying to understand the Bible. Explain more to the man. I don't know what people are getting. I'm trying to say. Somebody say, for me, God too have to give that special instruction. You see somebody trying to understand scripture and you are there. You see him saying scripture wrongly and you are there. Don't wait for the Lord to say, go and stay there. You were there prophetically. Start preaching. When he was done preaching, he led the man to Christ. Baptized the man. The Bible says, before the man came out of water, they say Philip was nowhere to be found. He was taken by the Spirit. Taken by the Spirit. You see, somebody said, Pastor, how do I touch this realm? The realm of disappearing. Don't be a joke. I told you on Sunday that the stone that Jacob rested his head on is likened to Christ. And all of a sudden, the Bible said that was the gate of heaven. And there he built an altar. He called that place the gate of heaven. We don't need to go to that place to find out whether angels can ascend and descend. If Christ is likened to that stone, rest on the finished work of Jesus. Rest on the finished work of Christ. When you rest on the finished work of Christ, it's more like the gate of heaven has been opened for you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that Jesus Christ is the hope of the supernatural. He's the center of the supernatural. Everything revolves and evolves around him. He's the center of attraction. And you are seated together with him. He's the highest place in the supernatural. And that's where you are. Are you listening to me? As long as you are in Christ, where are you? You are in the highest place in the supernatural. There, Jesus. That's deep. The Bible says, our call is not to the supernatural. Colossians 3:3. I want us to read from verse 1. Everybody read. Colossians 3 and verse 1. From verse 1. Verse 1. From verse 1. Want to read. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Not just the things that are above. Above there can be substituted for supernatural. Maybe seek the things that are in the supernatural, but not just in the supernatural. Where Christ is. So what things should you seek for in the supernatural? Where Christ, the place of Christ. You are not just called into the supernatural. You are called to the place of Christ in the supernatural. The highest place in the supernatural. Are you listening to me tonight? sitting at the right hand of God. Meaning he's the one in charge. Right hand does not mean God's hand is like this and he's seated there. It means he's a right hand man in the realm of the spirit. He's the one in charge of everything. Meaning that simply means that you are standing together with Christ in the supernatural. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You are standing with him. Imagine angels, billions of angels around him, and they see you seated together with him and you are talking with him. I said to show you that it is true. What I'm saying is true. That's why we have communion. Don't make it a practice. Understand it. Don't just make it a practice. He said, take my body. Have a common union with me. Partake of my kind of body. Partake of my kind of life. You are seated in the highest place. Are you listening to me? Now, what do you do next? Pray in the spirit. You didn't have to be praying in the spirit. Just be praying. Every time be praying. Just be praying in the spirit. You are in your place of work and there's a little space. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Maybe break. I'm not saying be walking and forget your work and be praying. There's a time for you to do everything, isn't it? You have some time. You pray. You are back from work. You've rested. You slept. You wake up. What do? Pray. You pray in the spirit. You are exploring realms. We don't know how to pray as well. We are touching stuffs. You are touching stuffs. You are solving plenty problems. You know why you don't see this thing? Because you don't pray with the consciousness of it. I know exactly what I'm doing when I pray in the spirit. I know exactly what I'm doing. Glory to God. You know what you are touching. You know you are exploring stuff. Even things you don't even, you know, Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to. You are pushing your file where they hidden your file somewhere. You are pushing the rug where they put. You are pushing it as you are praying. Angels are pushing it. It's called tongues of angels. You are giving angels special instructions. You are talking about your Father. You think about the Bible says we don't know how to pray. Meaning there's a prayer point, but we don't know how to pray it. As you imagine it, the Holy Spirit picks it up and begin to pray the right prayer point. Daddy is sick. The Lord is connecting. He's touching. He's arranging. He knows whether it was a normal medical condition or he knows whether it was poison. He knows if somebody is blowing breeze somewhere in the village. He knows the real problem. We're not supposed to be guessing. So since you don't know where the problem is coming from, what do you do? Pray in the spirit. And as you are praying, you are in lack. You're saying, God, give me money. And God wants you to have an idea. He wants you to walk in the billions. You just want 2,000. He wants you to walk in the billions. How you receive in the realm of the spirit is that you'll be seeing pictures. Sometimes you are praying and you begin to see pictures. And sometimes the picture will look like negative. Watch out, it's not negative. You may be praying in the spirit. You are seeing somebody trying to choke your father's knife on his neck. Is that a rebuke? I rebuke that thought. Don't rebuke the thought. Command that person not to push that knife. I don't know what people are getting what I'm trying to say. So I was praying and seeing negative thought. It's to the end that you pursue the negative. You remove it. When you see somebody dead, make the person live. Because we shall live to declare the works of the Lord. You have the authority. That's why God is giving you a clue so that you can command the right thing to happen by his word. You command what is written to happen. Are you listening to me? So you learn to pray in the spirit. If you are not praying, make sure you plug into this praying in the spirit. This is your greatest advantage as a Christian. Else you will be a Christian without power. Are you listening to me? A Christian without power. Learn to pray in the spirit. You know, I was sharing with a brother one day, many years ago. He said, in our church, we don't pray in the spirit because we don't believe in that bullshit. It's supposed to be. I said, it's not bullshit. He said, no, we don't pray. Blah, 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 blah. I said, listen, guy. I said, Mary prayed in the spirit. He said, it's a lie. I said, Mary, the mother of Jesus, prayed in the spirit. He said, it's a lie. I said, in the upper room where they waited, the Holy Ghost came like cloven fire on their head. The Bible said, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. I said, what did the Bible say? He said, all. I said, what did the Bible say? He said, all. I said, did the Bible say the 12? He said, no. I said, was Mary in the upper room? He said, yes. I said, did she speak in tongues? He said, it's unbelievable. I said, it's believable. I said, the person you are praying through, pray through the Spirit. Maku kapeli, ijuju, fly, fly, fly. I said, the person you are praying through needed the Spirit to pray through to God. My God. Did you catch this fire? You catch this fire? My God. She needed help because she didn't know how to pray as she ought to pray, but the Holy Ghost helped her infirmity with groanings. Now, that doesn't mean that she's not honored as the mother of Jesus. Even if I see Mary tomorrow in heaven, I'll say, good afternoon, mother of Jesus. You did well for bringing Jesus to us. But she's not God. She's not supposed to be worshipped. You know, when you tell people this and they think you are hating them, there is no hate here. It's about the truth. Years ago, when I was growing up, I used to pray like this. And one day we were praying we are very spiritual in our home. We're praying it in the morning. And I don't know how this thing came to my head, because you know, my parents were trying to stop me from going to other churches, but yet they were still cool with me, some sort of. And that morning, I just found myself, we said over 50 times, pray for us, sinner. And what at the point of the prayer, I was just saying, pray for us. I said, there, Jesus, in the prayer. My father said, looked at me. I closed my mouth. We got to a point of the prayer. We said, hey, Holy Queen, to you do we pray, poor, banished children? I said, there, Jesus, I rebuke these words. He said, Simon, are you okay? I said, sorry, sir. After the prayer, he just held my hands like this and took me to the path. He said, what was that for? I said, Daddy, light has come. You remember what you know what I said? I said, Holy Mary, pray for us sinners. I said, no, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I was open scripture for him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He who knew no sin became sin so that we may become the righteousness. He looked at me with a very straight face. He did not answer me. He said, what of the second one? I said, Daddy, imagine we've been praying this prayer. That's why we are poor. I said, hey, Holy Queen, do we pray? We poor. Banish. We poor banish. We poor banished children of Eve. I say, no, we are not poor banished children of Eve. I say, we are rich, powerful, anointed sons of God. I say, Daddy, that's why we have been poor. I just saw the secret. He said, you, this boy, I always knew you become an extremist the way you read. I said, Dad, I'm not an extremist. I'm not an... You know, I fainted once, so the stuff beating me. That was my luck. I didn't faint from... I was running and I hit my head, so I fainted. So from that day, my father said, nobody should touch his son. If not, they would have flogged me that morning. But with time, they started believing me. We are not preaching hate. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? What I said now, does it make any sense to you? It does. But some people will think it's hate. There is no hate here. Whether you like it or not, 1 + 1 is not 11. What is it? It's 2. If my father tell me to put 11, if your father tell you 1 + 1 is 11, will you put? Do you love your father? Will you put? Do you still love your father? Will you put? 1 + 1 is 2. But I love my father. I will not still put 11. I may just tell him I will put the 11. But I will use pencil. As I'm getting close, I'll remove the 11 and put 1, 2. But do I still love my father? But what I did, does it look like disrespect? Huh? You are saying no, but he will see it as what? Disrespect. That's how it happens. That's why when we catch this light, one of the persons that people that will disturb us the most are our parents. Jesus said, I will set a new fire on the earth. He said, and when that fire comes, he said, parents will rise against their children. Children will rise against their father. Fathers against their mother. Some of our parents, they won't believe in traditional things more than even Christianity. You will stand up with the anointing and say, Daddy, that thing you are doing is evil. He will carry koboko. Bible prophesied that a day like that will come. You either take the koboko as tribulation or run and come back later in the evening. Jesus prophesied this thing, but he never said we should disrespect them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He never said so. Did you catch these things? So go back home with this mindset. Bow your heads and pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. pray in the spirit. Libra handa pasu bragadia kapasu bragadabalia tabagaya. I'm a son of God. That should be your prayer. I am a son of God. Then think about the glories in sonship. As we say these words, I'm a son of God. I'm a son of the living God. You don't pray with your mouth closed. You pray with your mouth open. Pray in the spirit. Go ahead. Rapa kabashu bragadia kabara kabaya. I mean, there are a lot of things. Sonship is a solution to many things. Many things. Your revealing is a solution. For the earnest expectation of a creation awaits. Rapa kabashu bragadia kabaya. Shabakabaya kababa. Rapako subagatia kabaladia. I am a son of God. Say it to yourself. I am a son of God. Say it thinking of the glories of sonship. Ola kabaya. Shabakaraka baba. Rakabatu supatia kafelidish. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My feet are drowned in perfect love. Rakapashapa. You rescued me so I could stand and say, I am a child of God. Rakapashakapa. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand and say, I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. You won't rob me with a melody, you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone. You unravel me with a melody, you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. Rapakushiakaba. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. Your name is life, forever lifted high, so high. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every hurt and every soul. Aragosha. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Ooh. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Hey, yeah. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Hey! Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Your name. Break every, shine through the shadow. Burn like a fire. Hey, your name is power. Your name is sin. Your name is glory. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn, 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 burn. Jesus on the mountain. Jesus in my streets. Jesus in the darkness over every little situation. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name, the name Jesus. Yeah. Oh, shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. She. Your name is.
So into the shadows, pull like a fog. One more time. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Woo! Break every stronghold. Shine to the sun. There is nothing God cannot do. Jesus on the mountain. Jesus in our streets. Jesus in the darkness. Over every enemy. Ah, Jesus on my family. Jesus, I speak your name. You are Jesus. What is that situation? I hear family, family. I hear family. Jesus on the mountains. Speak to your family. Jesus in the street. Ah. Jesus in the darkness. Over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak your gracious, mighty, holy name, Jesus. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy and mighty name, Jesus. Jesus for my family. I speak your wonderful name, Jesus. Sometimes we reduce God to our problems because we think they are so big a mountain. Jesus for my family. I speak the mighty, glorious name, Jesus. A name was given to him above every other name. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy, mighty name, Jesus. I just feel like God is hovering. He's taking this opportunity to hover around our family. Jesus, over my family. Listen, God loves you and loves your family because you are in Him and for Him. Your family is His interest. Speak what you want to see, even if it's unbelievable, say it. If you can speak to the mountain, if you can speak to it, if you can speak to it, speak to it, face the mountain, tell it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Oh, la ba ka ba 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 ba. You think that issue is so much a problem? Speak to it. There's life in His name. There's power in His name. There's healing in His name. Your name is a light that the shadows can deny. What shadow is that? Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life forever lifted high. Your name cannot fail. And this is what He will do to that mountain standing before you tonight. He is Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence. Thank you, Lord. You make split the sea so we could walk right through it. And so our fears are drowned in perfect love. He's rescued us so we can stand and say, I am. Be confident. So I've been born again into your family. Love has called my name. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your blood flows through my veins. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through. Sing that part again. I've been born again. I've been born into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. Let it become life to you. The word should become life. Been born again to your family. Your blood flows through my veins. You Holy Spirit, you Holy Spirit, that could not hold you. You silenced the fear of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring to the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life. You have no. Now and forever, God reigns. Your sister glow. Your sister name. What a powerful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Can we give God praise as we sing this last song? The name of Jesus Christ. So powerful, what a power. Nothing can stand against. What a power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you because our worship and our prayer have risen before you as sweet smelling savour. Thank you because the confidence that we have in you is that when we pray, you answer us. We give you praise, Lord, because our prayers have been answered. You said in your word that when we pray believing we have received, then we shall have. Lord, we believe we have received tonight as we prayed, and we have it already in manifestation. Things are well with us, our families, and all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' gracious name we pray and worship. Can we celebrate Jesus as we are seated? Hallelujah.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also,
Worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.